Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first song for the week, coming from Blessed Messenger from out of Trinidad and Tobago, entitled Soak Me. Blessed Messenger is one of those sought after Caribbean gospel artists doing some big things in the region. He is a very humble, cool guy, man. He's very passionate about his music and he's passionate about ministry. And we all know there is nothing like some good old sweet Caribbean gospel music. And even the dead, you know, when they hear some good sweet gospel Caribbean music, they got to get up and dance in the name of Jesus, man. Real talk. But anyway, now to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted, multi-talented sister who be singing for years, a worship leader at her father's church, and she loves the Lord with all her heart, too. Sister Keela Richardson. Keela, welcome. How you doing, dear?
Hey, Mike D. How are you doing? Thank you again for having me. I'm glad to be back.
All righty. Yes, I'm doing fine. Every day is great, Keela.
Hello, Keela, and welcome back to the show, man. You know, it's really great to have you here with us today. You know, Keela, you just released a new track entitled Home, and you are singing this song with so much passion and conviction, you know. How did this song came about?
Well, first of all, I got to say, hey, Landlord, but this song right here, this new single that I have, called home, and Uncle G, he kind of emailed me this song, and I was just driving down the road one day, and I began to play it in the car, and it began to speak to me in the season that I was in my life, mm-hmm. and where my heart was and where my mind was. And so whenever I listen to the lyrics, it touched me, because, you know, wherever God is where I want to be, and that's home for me. That's where I find my peace. That's where I find my comfort. And that's why, you know, where I'm satisfied at. And so that's what it means to me.
That's awesome, man. I'm really loving the tune, man. The tune is really, really nice.
Goodness, that's great, Keela, and all the best with that. A while ago, you were starring on the television screen in the TV movie. Tell us a little bit about that TV movie and if you're thinking about doing some more acting.
Oh, yes, sir. Started in due season. It was sometime last year, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. My first time acting, first time doing a movie. It was very, very fun. I would love to do some more, and so that's definitely in the works for future. For the future, you know what I mean? And so I'm just looking right now, and I'm waiting, you know what I mean? And so, but we're definitely putting that in the works. To, you know, I love to act now, and it just became a passion of mine, just like singing. And so I'm ready to do more.
You know, I think it was last year, Denzel Washington, I mean, I had to sit back in my chair when he was making public that one of his favorite recording artists that he likes to listen to is Keela Richardson. And I was like, wow, man. If he ever asked you to be his leading lady in a nice, clean movie or something.
Well, you know what? Doing a movie with Denzel, that would be a dream come true. I tell you, I would act. I would do my best acting. I'm talking about, he's like one of the best actors to me, and he has a spiritual gift as well for acting. And that's one of the things I want to touch into, because people just think it's just acting, but no, you actually, when you're working in the gift, it's different. It comes natural. And so that's what I want. You know what I mean? I would hope that would happen for me.
Yes, sir. It would be an immediate yes, Denzel, right?
Immediate, yes.
For real, man. And I think that would be a great move for your career in the movie world. Great stuff. Keela, you are a pastor kid. And I notice talented artists in the industry are pastor kids. You know, do you have any idea why is that?
Honestly, you know, that's a great question, because, you know, that is a great question. I honestly don't know, but it's just like God just placing us on a platform to kind of share with the world and be a blessing to others.
I got you, you know. But I feel like because you guys grew up in that worship environment, worship just comes naturally. Keela, there's a fan of yours. His name is Aldo. He's from the Bahamas, and he has a question for you.
As a worship leader, as a human being, how do one prepare themselves to go before God's people, to bring down that anointing, to usher in the Holy Spirit, to minister to people who are hurting on all levels? I mean, I've seen leaders choke. I've seen they done more harm than good. My question is, how could one prepare themselves to go before God's people, to minister unto them?
Well, I usually try to prepare myself, you know. It's important to kind of block out all of the distractions. If you're a person like me, I'm overthinking, so sometimes we have a lot on our mind. So one of the main things that really, really helps me, and I know people might say it's cliche or whatever, and you know, people might hear this all the time, but prayer definitely works. I have to stay in a space to where it's just me and God, and sometimes I don't even have, I will put my phone to the side and just sit there and meditate and talk to God, because it's a lot of stuff that, you know, us as artists, we have to pour out, and a lot of times when we pour out, man, those people, the people, they kind of grab it. And so you're kind of left spiritually empty. And so it's important to stay in God's word and stay prayed up so you can stay refreshed, reset, and rejuvenated, because you're pouring out so much. And so that's one of the main keys for me, just for God, you know, just to have his way and to do what he does. I always have to pray and humble myself and make sure I don't have any distractions that come from people or things. And I just make sure that I'm, you know, on my face at all times, because we come up against so much. And so it's important to stay protected in that realm.
For real. You know something, Keela, what you said was so, so profound, you know, and I think that spending time with God really makes a big, big difference.
Keela. You are such a wonderful woman of God and such a great talent, multi-talent in all kind of different ways. And congratulations on your new song, Home. It's hitting home, I tell you. And your upcoming project, all the best with that in the not-too-distant future. Thanks always for joining us. It's great to have you along. Thanks so much, Keela Richardson.
Thank you so much, Mike D and Landlord, for having me to the Bahamas, the islands, Africa. Thank you guys so much for your love and support.
Thank you, Keela. And you just keep up the great work, man. It's always a great pleasure having you here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
That's Keela Richardson. She's got her new song called Home. Keela has been recording great music ever since after she was a finalist on the BET Sunday Best program. She was a finalist to the top vote getter that year, Melvin Crispell III. And the actor extraordinaire Denzel Washington once said, he pulls up Keela Richardson's music because her music is such an inspiration to him. And we want to thank the worship leader, pastor's daughter out of the state of Florida, Keela Richardson, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. The Lord abiding in the Lord as he abides in us is a good thing. Feels like home.
Mike, it is always great having Keela right here on the show, man. But coming up next is a living legend from out of Jamaica, the one and only Lieutenant Stitchy, with one of his tracks entitled No Normal, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Fast and furious, yeah. 30 pound of boots and fully turbocharged and double night truck. Stitching is charged. Accelerate. Not even yours, no intro. Yeah, show up. I'm a Shia Kong God and me a go show you who rule ya. 2 minutes me a go take and a yell at the fool ya. Bullets like a German Luger cause the Bible a me tool ya. Secret info can you like? WikiLeaks be cool you before 1, 2, 3. Tell them the battle is over. Body cool like ice, like the White Cliffs of Dover. The battle is the Lord's teaching is no pushover. You drunk, you have hangover. You know she said that me ting no normal. You know she says the cheating no normal. You know she says the cheating no normal. You know she says the cheating no normal. Take it up, excuse. You know she said that me ting no normal. You know she said that me ting no normal. A little bit higher. You know she said that me ting no normal. You know she says the cheating no normal. Calm down. No repentance in the grave. I will repeat 10 times. If I read him, you're done. Just press R, click rewind. On the chorus, I will not repeat one more time. Written in inverted commas, red ink underline. I say Yahweh, me bless your name every time. Forgive me, cause me now repeat the punchline. People hum the chorus and hear this in mind. Season for everything to kill stones. The time's back. Back one, me no need, because I'm serious. The word I got me use and beat them, put them in a line. I rebuke your demonic behavior, stay behind. Evil lust, tongue and your jaw won't be fine. You're a little and circumcised Philistine. Full of demon, one go drown yourself as he like. This wine, no medication, no day of the cure. Your bad mind, and no some God met you. But over time, you redesigned plastic surgery. J.L. Frankenstein, to reflect all your image. The mirror, them decline. Your picture of ugliness gone viral online. I dare you to ugly just one more time. Pause. 20 bars gone. Where you wait for punchline? You remember when me tell you say in a the third line? Lyrics abuse and refuse you like Solomon count your mind. Me use me lyrics to you like flooding and no time. Me vocabulary lord, me choice around them is divine. No apology for that, God make me bright like sunshine. After me tell you nothing bright and can't read me lie. Illiteracy that has something will follow your bloodline. Nothing I want for you. No one does no sign. You no app, no connection to the true vine. You don't notice how me lyrics them craftily design. I feel shame if I like your half a front line. I'm an anointed by the king, your devil pick me, you no kind. May argument go through your vertebra, reach your spine. Then they cramp and paralyze your whole waistline. Your central nervous system me flatline. Hold on the punchline fi drop ya so one more time. But me change my mind the second and third verse me combine. Stand up the rhythm, miracle fizzy water ton wine. Never beat your bad like how FBI treat crime. Death sentence, no parole, totally confined. Eradicate you like a terminal disease to mankind. Devil's booking agent dropping for long time. The blood that Christ you better use, watch where your sinful slime. You're a fool, you exposed by the eye of your climb. I know your dirty life headline, every news will prime. You try to interrupt me flow with the father has signed. Know every play from Moses, I go hit you one time. This and a lullaby, me sing and a story fit the time. Blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you expire your time. Your life machine get unplugged, your ancestors you dry. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, beep, you just flatline.
Flawless victory.
And when a chat to dopey, I'll rebuke demon every time. Plan to destroy in 4, but 3 minutes 46 seconds was the deadline. Then we'll bury you in the dump like a wasted orange. Guts are like a tangerine skin full of rhyme.
Fatality.
Jamaica's Lieutenant Stitchy is throwing down, sounding good all through the neighborhood. No normal. Is grooving and praising, landlord.
Mike, Lieutenant Stitchy was a general in the secular dancehall back in the days. And today, while he has changed his life, he is now a general in the gospel dancehall, mashing up Satan Kingdom. And he is a real lyricalist, man. Evangelist that travels the highways, the byways, and the world with no fear, proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ with no apologies. And I really got some mad respect for that brother, man. He is busy working on his latest video where he is honoring some of his friends from back in the days. You know, he showed me a little sneak peek of the video. You know, it's coming out very, very soon. Trust me, it is off the chains, man. But Stitchy, big up yourself, man. Keep up the great work, man. I love what you're doing. And I sure that you got your crown right there sitting up in heaven, my brother. Keep up the great work, bro. Well, Mike, before we go, do you have any nuggets for us today?
Yeah, landlord. If a person wants to check out somebody that God loves totally and that God has empowered, somebody that God wouldn't put on them anything that they couldn't handle, then that person needs to check out themselves.
For real, Mike, you know, and the thing about it is, if God is for you, who can be against you? Good word, Mike. Thank you so much. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Keela Richardson for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we will also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters who tune into us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is Hosea Hines. He's originally from Barbados, but now he is living in Canada. This guy got a lot of energy, and he's very passionate about music and ministry. His latest song that you're about to hear, entitled Right There, was birthed through some, you know, hardship, you know, he was going through, and he was about to give up, man, you know, because he felt abandoned by friends and family. But one person who stood with him through it all was the Most High, and that is why this song meant so much to him, you know, and he wanted to share it with you guys. You know, we got to remember, when friends and family may forsake us, the Lord will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So I hope you guys be blessed by this song entitled Right There from Hosea Hines from out of Barbados. So until next time, God bless you and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Lord, you were right there with me.
Yeah.
You were right there with me.
Thank you, Father.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
When I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were right there with me. Oh.
right there with me.
Able, you're more than able. Ain't no problem that's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able. You're more than able. Time and time again you prove I can always count on you. Yes, you are able. More than
able,
in time and